Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Psalm number 17, verse number 15. Has been our key scripture for the month, and the Lord is ministering to us so mightily through the scripture. David sought to be exceptional in his dealings and in his prayer, in his walk with God, when he said that, as for me, it means that if everybody will do the same thing, as for me, I will not go through that same line. I dare to be different. As for me, I pray that somebody will come to a place in this service and say, as for me, when all odds are against me, when people are giving up, as for me, I will not give up. When nothing seems to be working and people are compromising on their faith, as for me, I will not give up. When everybody is suffering or coming to a place of lack and want, as for me. When people are playing truant and not doing what is right, we will stand and say that, as for me. Are there people here? So David sought to be exceptional when he said that, as for me, he said, I will behold your face in righteousness. In right standing will I always look at you. I would want to love you, want to have relationship and fellowship with you. And I know that in beholding your face, I shall be satisfied. I shall be satisfied. It means that I will never be ashamed. I will never come to the place where I will lack anything. I will be fulfilled in life. Somebody's plan. Now he went on to say that when I awake in thy likeness. Yesterday the Lord was exposing us at the CTG service that everything that David was talking about was a form of expectation. It was a form of prayer. Something that he was yearning for. Something that he believed God can do. He can satisfy him. He can make him, the best that he wants to be. He can bring all that he needed. Everything that he wants to be lies with beholding the face of God. But yet, I only believe that from the statement, he hasn't gotten there yet because he needed to come out from certain realm in order to experience that which he wants from God. Is somebody following me? Therefore, he said that when I awaked, it means that he was in certain realm of despondency. He was at a certain place where he hasn't gotten that fulfillment and that satisfaction that he needed. So he said, when I awaked, I would be like you. I will come into your likeness. There's a place God is taking us. There's an expectation that you have with God. That would only come to you when you come into your awakeness. We are talking about the awakened life. What does it mean to have an awakened life? It means to be revived. To come into your consciousness. To come into your consciousness of your environment and a place where you are supposed to operate in. To be awakened also can be likened into a statement whereby you rise up from your slumber, or you cease from sleeping. I've made this several times. You cease from sleeping, which means that you come out of spiritual coma or spiritual negligence. Say spiritual negligence. Today, that word will be key in our statement. Spiritual negligence. To come out of spiritual negligence. To come out of spiritual negligence. Now, I want to make this statement. When you are awake in the spirit, when you are awake in the spirit, you are dead in the flesh. And when you are asleep to the spirit of God, or to your environment or your spirituality, you are awake in the flesh. Is somebody here with me? Now, I always go back to Genesis for us to understand what happened when man sinned. This is very important. How many of you are following me right now? Yes. When man sinned, because of sin, man went into spiritual coma. Man went to sleep. Now, the sin that came upon man made him dead to spiritual things. He became spiritually negligent. Is somebody understanding me? But yet he became alive to the flesh. So now get it. The things that they were not supposed to see, not supposed to know, once they became alive to the flesh, they started seeing them. The Bible said that they were naked and they did not know. Before sin came, they were naked and they did not know. Shake somebody and say, it's too early to sleep. Yeah. But the moment sin came, they were dead to the spirit and they became alive in the flesh. So there are two realms that one operates. You either operate in the spirit or you operate in the flesh. But when you are awakened in the spirit, the flesh has no control over the spirit. Is somebody here with me? So David says that I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied. When I am awake, I will be like you. When I have come out of my spiritual coma, I become alive in the spirit. I become more like God. I come into the place of his likeness. And I now identify or come into full consciousness of who I am. Is somebody here with me? All along, Adam and Eve were like God. Not that they were, they are God, because they were created in the image of God. But then when they fell in the glory, the Bible says that the enemy came. One of the things that the enemy asked them, that do you know that when you eat this, you will become like God? Meanwhile, they were what they were before the enemy came. Is somebody here with me? So to be awakened means to come out of spiritual negligence. Is somebody here with me? So the awakened life can be likened to somebody who has come into his full consciousness, out of sin, out of deadness, out of the situation that made him slept. Now, the Bible is very key when it comes to sleep. The Bible is very key. There are many times the Bible has talked about sleep. And when the Bible talks about sleep, most of the times it's talking about spiritual deadness. The Bible talks about the fact that Adam ate the fruit, and the Bible says that they died. They died not physically, but they died spiritually. Is somebody following me? Now, there are many times that when people die physically, the Bible also describes it as what? As sleep. A typical example is Lazarus. In John chapter number 11, verse number 11, Jesus told his disciples that, now let us go to my friend Lazarus. He is asleep. And the disciples were wondering, if he's asleep, then it's a good for him. It's good thing for him, because he just will wake up. But Jesus was talking about he's dead. not a physical, not a spiritual, or no, a spiritual sleep, but also what? A physical deadness. That he, Lazarus was dead. Is somebody following me? Now, today, I just want us to come into a place and know what God wants us to be awakened out of. Now, David said, I will be awakened. I will be awakened. Now, it's either you have been awakened physically, because many went to sleep physically, and when they came into their senses, they realized that they were sleeping. Many also had spiritual coma or spiritual sleeping, whereby they were dead to their environment, to the extent that they didn't know anything about, I mean, their spiritual existence or whatever is happening in and around them. And they were dead spiritually. Now, today I want us to look at what are we to be awakened from? What are you being cautioned to be awakened from? So that you can come into the place of satisfaction. So that you can come to the place where you will always behold the face of God. And there's this wonderful story I want to share with you. And we draw all our lessons from that. And then from there, we will have some good deal. Somebody's blessed. So what are we to awaken from? I want to believe that to be awakened, as I've already said, is to come out of your sleep. I'm talking about your spiritual deadness. Amen. Now let's go to the book of Proverbs. This is very important. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 24. We are reading from 13. To 34. Proverbs chapter number 24, verse 30 to 34. Now, everybody, look on the screen and read with me. We are taking our time. Now, let's go. I went by the field of a slothful, and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. Continue. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nestles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken. Continue. Then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instructions. Continue. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as armed man. Somebody's blessed. Now, this is a very wonderful story I just want us to consider. Now, we must understand that spiritual neglect leads to decay and destruction. When you are not aware of your spiritual environment, or when you are asleep to your spiritual environment, it leads to decay and destruction. It's one key point I want you to understand this morning. It leads to decay. Just as when you neglect your physical health, problem will arise. In the same way, if a man neglects his spiritual health, problems would also what? Arise. Is somebody understanding me? Therefore, it is important for us to take note of our spiritual environment. This is very, very important. This is very, very important. Now, to be spiritually dead means is to come to the place of apathy. When I talk about apathy, to come to the place of unconcern. When nothing about your spirituality concerns you anymore. You are not conscious of what happens to you or what is going to happen to you or the result of your actions or your inactions. We have a story of Solomon, not he himself, but he wrote it. And the Bible says that he was moving by a certain farmland. Now, in scripture, farm can be your life and it can also be the house of God. Get me right. A farm represents your life and it also represents the place or the house of God. Now, in those days, farming was one of the lucrative and the most profitable business in town. People who were doing farming were well respected, and there were people that were given much acknowledgement. If you are a farmer, you are well respected in the society. Now, Solomon, one of the wisest men that we have ever seen on earth, the Bible says he was walking by a farm of a certain man. And it is very important. Now, give me verse number 30. 30 says that, verse number 30, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Now, the whole picture of the statement the scripture we have just read gives us understanding that this man didn't know what was actually going wrong in his life. Everything that he has spent time to do was going bad. Every investment, every struggle, whatever he has placed in was going bad, but yet he was unconcerned. It took outsiders, somebody like Solomon, to know what was wrong with his life. Why? Because this man was dead to his environment and to his life, and nothing concerns him anymore. Is somebody following me? Now, we see also here that the time frame or how long this man has gone into such a situation. How his farm has been left for a long time without any attention or without any kind of work being done in that which he has started. So, there are two things here I want you to take note. The first one is that there are people in life who are going through something but yet are not aware of what they are going through. And that makes it very difficult for them to receive help or to come out of whatever they are going through. Am I speaking to somebody here? And there are people also who have left their life to the extent that there is so much decay, there's so much destruction, there's so much happening against them, but yet they look unconcerned, and it's like they are not aware, and it has taken them so much a time. And the scripture says that this is going to lead them into poverty. Is somebody here with me? Now, why are we talking about this whole scripture? For the sake of time, I just want us to look at verse number 30 again. He said, I went by a field of a slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Verse 31, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nestles had covered the face thereof, and the stones were thereof was broken. This man was dead to the extent that even the walls around his farm the things he has planted has now been filled with thorns and with nettles. Can you imagine spending time? Put somebody and say, don't sleep on me. Can you imagine having spent time in plowing a field, in sowing a seed, and for the seed to grow, in building walls around your farm, and then you leave everything to destruction and to decay? Unconcerned, to the extent that the walls are broken down. I'm speaking in parable, but you get me right now. Is somebody understanding me now? Now, so verse number 31 says that, and the stone walls thereof was broken. Now, I want us to look at one important thing here. What caused this spiritual deadness or neglect of this man? What were the causes? In this service, I'm just sharing two with you, and in the second service, I'll share the other one. What caused the neglect of this man's spirituality? What caused it? You must understand that the Bible says that Solomon saw the source of neglected field and vineyard. And same thing that caused this property to be broken down and overgrown with the same things, with nettles, are the same thing that also cause us to sleep. So the question is, what makes us dead to our environment? What makes us dead to our life? What makes us dead to our consciousness? What makes us dead? So as we connect with this scripture, we are connecting with our lives one more time. Now, the first one, we can see it from verse number 30. I went by the field of a slothful. Say, I went by the field of a slothful. So the first thing that happens to any man who becomes dead to his environment is idleness. 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 Tell somebody, idleness. Now, idleness is defined as not working, not working, not working, not working, inactive, unemployed, doing nothing. Idleness. The first thing that makes anybody idle, sorry, unconcerned, unconscious, dead to your environment, is when you are not doing anything. When you are not doing anything. Tell somebody, when you are not doing anything. When you are idle. The Bible says that the man was slothful. He was idle. After doing all that he has done, he came to a place of complacency and became idle to his environment. And everything that he has put in place started becoming decayed. Is somebody here with me? Why? Because this man was lazy. Idleness goes with laziness. And I need to pause here and say this. If you are a child of God and you are not serving God in any capacity, you are idle and you are lazy. And in no time, you are giving yourself dead to the things that are wrong. Is somebody here with me? If you are not involved in Christian service, if you are not partaking in anything in the house of God, remember, some poverty is about to catch up on you. We are not just talking about you being poor physically, but you'll be poor spiritually. Because you are dead to the environment that will make you better. That will make you a different person. A very typical example of idleness can be seen in the life of a man called David. In 1 Samuel chapter number 11, we saw example of David. To me, I believe that the temptation of David didn't start at the time when he engaged himself with Bathsheba, and when he ordered for his husband to be killed. No, the problem of David didn't start from that time. The problem with David started when he was idle. Is somebody following me? The Bible makes it clear that when kings were going for war, when soldiers, you know, in those days, if you are a king, you are the one that leads the war. You are the one that go before your people, and your people will follow. Is somebody here with me? As at the time war was going on, David was actually hanging up at home. Idleness. When you fail to do what you are supposed to do for God, you become dead to your environment. This man was dead to his environment, to the fact that everything started going bad. David, I want to believe that as he was trying to be lazy, relax himself and walk about, there the temptation came in. Then he saw Bathsheba taking her bath, and all of a sudden one thing led to another. That became, the Bible makes it clear, for a whole year, David could not have fellowship with God. Why? All because the relationship, the fellowship, he gave himself to idleness and laziness. And for that matter, he became dead to his relationship with God. Somebody's blessed. I said, somebody's blessed. Now, idleness will lead you into poverty. Idleness. So the first point I want you to consider this morning is that when you neglect your duty, when you fail to do what God wants you to do, you come into the place of idleness. And that is where your trouble begins. And that is where you fail to realize who you are. But I came this morning that there is hope for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So the question is, are you actively serving the Lord? Or you are giving yourself to idleness? There are many people who even in our church are very inactive. They come to church and they don't do anything. All that they do is to sit on the chair. When church is over, they go home. Don't give yourself. The moment you start doing that, you are becoming asleep. You are becoming dead to your spirituality. And the more you do that, then you are becoming alive in the flesh. And the Bible says that the flesh can never benefit or profit you. Is somebody here with me? So the first point I want to emphasize is that Solomon said that the reason why this man was dead to his environment and to everything that was going bad was the fact that he was idle. Never be idle. Am I speaking to people? Today you're not looking at my face. I said never be hot. Idle. Idleness will lead you to destruction. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. My prayer for you is that you will be committed to that way God has given you. You will do that way God expects you to do. My desire is that whatever you have put in, whatever you have placed, whatever investment you have started with, it will not go bad because of laziness. Is somebody following me? Yes. So when you are awakened to yourself, you come to a place and know that things must not go the way they are going. I must keep up. I must protect my walls. I must watch over even the things that God expects me to do. Somebody's blessed. Now let's quickly look at the second thing, because of time. Today I'm running out of time, so I'm not getting much. Now, the second thing I also want you to look at, verse number 30b. Verse number 30b. Now he says, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. A man void of understanding. Solomon said that this man was lacking in sense. They say that even the common sense is not common to people. The reason why this man was dead to his environment was the fact that he lacked understanding. Whenever you lack understanding, you are dead and you need to be awakened. Understanding is key. Is somebody here with me? Many people are going through life lacking understanding. You know, that this man who had neglected his estate or his property was steadily ruining his life. Go to verse number 34. Go to the 34. 34 says that poverty was traveling his way, but he did not see. Poverty was coming into his life, but he did not see. Now, you must understand that poverty was drawing near when it appeared it will be what? Too late. He said that it came in like an armed man. It came in like somebody who was coming with speed to rob you of that which you have. Lack of understanding. Tell somebody lack of understanding. Many of us are too ignorant about our spiritual conditions. We are dead because we lack understanding of who we are and what is around us. I pray for you today that your spiritual eye will be opened and your spiritual ears will come to the place of receiving. For you to know and understand the things that are around you. Amen. Don't give any excuse for that which you are supposed to know. God is offering us the opportunity to know everything that we need to know in order to stay alive and stay awakened. The word of God that comes to us every day is bringing us into the place of understanding. So that your spirituality, your spirit will be alive unto God. Is somebody here with me? A man who hates understanding is likened unto a mole. It's likened unto a horse. Is somebody here with me? Your understanding is what takes you into the place of awakenment. When you come to have it, brings a lot of blessings and benefits in your life. I pray that may you have understanding this morning. Hallelujah. Now, for the sake of time, let's look at the consequences. The consequence of this, when a man comes to be asleep, when you are dead to your environment, David said that I will be awakened. But when you are dead, what happens? Again, in this service, I'm sharing one with you, and then at the second service, we take the other. Somebody is blessed. Now go to verse number 34. He said that, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Now here we understand that Solomon declares that the consequence of this man's neglect will be very swift, unexpected, but severe. He paints a picture of somebody who is coming like an armed man. And I pray for you today that you will not get to a place where poverty will overtake you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at the first consequence. Now look at the scripture very critically. He says that lack of, or when you are dead to your environment, you come into the place whereby you will fail in productivity. You will fail in productivity, which means that spiritual negligence affects your productivity. It affects your productivity. What happens to you when you are sleeping? When you are dead to your environment, what happens to you? You come into the place of low productivity. It affects your productivity. Now we hear in this scripture, Solomon says that the fields were grown over with thorns and with nettles. Wow. Wow. Everything that he has planted now has been affected with thorns and nettles. No productivity. If you are a good farmer, you should know that when you grow your product or your produce and it's affected by thorns or weeds begin to grow alongside, you don't get much yield. Am I speaking to somebody here with me? And you can imagine somebody who has taken his time to plow the land, sow seeds, and till the land, build walls around it, and yet at the end of the day, nothing came out of it. When you neglect your spiritual environment, in other words, when you are too much asleep to the extent that you don't come alive in any way concerning the things that are around you, what happens is that it affects your productivity. You are not able to yield much. Little will come into your hands. Is somebody here with me? How many of you expect much? There is much for you, but not when you are dead or asleep in your environment. God expects you to come into your consciousness so that you can yield more. You can have more in your life. You can have much of his blessings. Is somebody here with me? I refuse to be sleeping in order to be denied of my productivity. Is somebody here with me? When I sleep, I will not get much. Somebody is blessed. Now, let me add one more for the sake of time. What again happens? When you neglect your spirituality, it also affects the people around you. It affects the people around you. It affects the people around you. No wonder this man left his field unattended to, one way or the other, by way of idleness. And at the end of the day, he started growing weeds. All the seeds were being blown by air, and it was even giving problems to neighbors. You see, when you have a house and you don't keep your house neat, what happens is that even the dirt or the debris in your house can even go into the next house by wind. Is that not so? Yes. So this man affected his environment and the people around him by his actions and inactions. When you fail to come to the place of consciousness, you don't only affect yourself, because come to think of it, this man was not an armed robber. He was not causing any nuisance or problem for the neighbors, but for the fact that he left his place, it is possible that by reason of the weeds, serpents, reptiles, wild animals will find a place there, and therefore will be a nuisance into the people around him. You must understand that when you fail to do what you're supposed to do, you are not only affected, but other people around you will be affected. When God is calling you to do something in the church and you fail to do it, it will not only affect you, but it will also affect everybody around you. Now, thank God for everything that we have said concerning the wisdom of Solomon. Now, what is the solution to this problem? What is God expecting of us? That is key to our message this morning. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. So what is your cure? The only cure that we can allude to based on this story is not to remain asleep, but to wake up. God this morning is calling somebody to wake up. You have been sleeping for a long time. David said, I will not asleep. I will be awake into your likeness. How does he do that? He will always behold his face. And in that, he will be satisfied. Now, if you come to the place of awakened, you become conscious of your environment. And everything that is happening around you, you become aware, fully aware. And for that matter, you are able to take control and take charge of the situation so that it will not lead to destruction and decay. There are many people whose spiritual lives are being led into decay and destruction. Why? Because they are sleeping. This morning, the Lord wants you to be awake. I only had a few people saying amen. Your work for the Lord is too idle. God wants us to come into the place of consciousness. There are many whose support, even for the church of God, has waned down. God says, awake. Is somebody here with me? Come to the place where you would be awakened in your love for others, in your love for the things of God, in your love for the things that God has placed in your hands. A typical example of this man saw everything that he began with his own life becoming rather unprofitable and also very destructive, all because he was dead to his environment. I pray that the wisdom of Solomon will come upon you. You will not live your life to the extent that everything you started will go bad. Our church will not be left to the extent that everything we are putting in will go bad. All because some of us are idle. Is somebody here with me? Some of us are failing to do that which God expects us to do. We are sleeping. This morning, there is no other way by which you can rise up and take your place than to be awakened. David said, I shall be awakened into your likeness. It is only beholding the face of God that brings true satisfaction. In that, it will cause you to do the right thing and cause you to do that which you are supposed to do. Somebody's blessed. There are many things the Lord is expecting us to come into consciousness of and start doing it. Is somebody here with me? You have left too much undone. You have left too much, even with your own life, your prayer life, your Bible study life. Everything has been left to the extent that it is dying. You are losing it, but yet you can't feel it. God says, be awakened. Tap somebody and say, be awakened. Don't be like the man. Oh, come on, tell the person, don't be like the man who left his field unattended to. I pray for you today. Does this story make any sense to you? It is not a type that will make you shout and jiggle. It is not a type, but it is a type that will make you think. This morning, are you thinking about the fact that you are alive unto God or you are sleeping? Are you alive or you are sleeping? God says, be awakened. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
Tell somebody, be awakened.
Be awakened.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue at the second service for the sake of time. Somebody put your hands and be on your feet.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.